are you drinking there?
Water.
You gotta take care of the instrument.
Yeah. I gotta wash all the Oreos out of my throat.
You don't know this about me, but on the days that I record the podcast, mm-hmm. I actually don't speak and I wear a scarf all day long.
You just drink hot tea with lemon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're a nightmare to work with.
I have to maintain my instrument. I'm like a Broadway star.
You're a regular Celine Dion. I've always said that about you.
I mean, that's true. Welcome to Pop Culture Man Children. I'm Mike Bongiorno. Eugenine Gagliardi.
I am.
It's late.
It is. We keep our voices down.
Because it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you the Love, Death, and Robots episode, we're basically whispering.
It's so nice to listen to.
It's a real ASMR feel to it.
It's just nice. It's like a nice chill time. I feel like by the time we get to the mini,
yeah.
We're a little chilled out.
Yes.
We got all of our manic energy out in the full length.
That's the way I always feel about recording minis, though, because mm-hmm. it's like...
You're totally warmed up.
Yeah.
Just loose.
So, today, although I don't call them minis because they end up not being mini.
We can try. We can just try. It's not going to work.
All right. So.
We can try.
This is a mini-sode.
I've had about 15 Oreos. I'm either going to run
right
a
now.
Marathon or fall asleep.
You are fucked up right now.
Oh, my God.
On Oreos.
Just crazy.
I mean, how do you...
I have such bad heartburn.
Do you really?
This is what happens. I'm a million years old
they're
now.
They're vegan.
They are vegan.
They're vegan. So they're healthy. Listen.
That's right. This is a health food.
Have as much
I
Oreos
take care of my body.
Yeah.
My body's a temple.
Absolutely. Well, this is a mini-sode of Pop Culture Man Children. Pop Culture Man Children is a podcast about popular culture and TV and movies and video games and sometimes music and cartoons and nostalgia and toys and all sorts of fun shit. We come out every week, every Wednesday. Every other Wednesday is a full episode which has news and trailer corner where we discuss the newest trailers and our current obsessions. And then on the other Wednesdays, we have a special topic.
Mm-hmm.
So today's special topic is media crushes.
Yeah. I'm so excited about this.
Me too. You know, the truth is, even though I'm a 35, almost 36-year-old man, I think I still have media crush. I still think, like, every movie I watch, I have a crush on. I'm like, this is the person I have a crush on.
I just said, like, you had crushes on movies.
No. Not the movie itself as a corporeal being. But, like...
such a crush on Die Hard.
Right. Oh, my God. Die Hard. Die Hard. You're so funny. Like, I just...
I love your runtime.
You're, like, the perfect length.
You know, you're my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, God.
I bet you don't hear that
from
everybody.
What's more annoying? Someone who...
Oh, my God.
Someone who says Die Hard's a Christmas movie or someone who says, you know, Frankenstein's the name of the topic. The monster.
Go fuck yourself.
Call back. So listen, I just saw Spider-Man and
it's actually a Simpsons joke because he writes letters to movies, not to movie stars. Dear Die Hard, do you know Lethal Weapon?
I'm sure he does. They, of course, they know each other. So like as I'm walking out of the movie, I'm like, oh, that Zendaya is such a charmer. You know what I mean? Like, I still, like, I don't know, I'll watch something and I'll have a little crush on somebody. Of course, when I was a kid,
I think that's part of the media landscape as just adults as well. Because, like, all I've been hearing about the new season of Fleabag is the hot priest.
Everyone's
in love with the hot priest. Like, I don't know anything about the season except that there's a hot priest.
Yeah.
Because everyone has a crush on this
character. I have a crush on her. I think she's great.
Oh, Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But when you're young, it's a real formative thing.
Oh, big time. I think it, in a way, it either sets up your tastes for the rest of your life or allows you to, like, sample different things and, like, see what you like. It allows you to kind of discover, like, what you're into at an early age. And you're going to see it's a lot of blonde mushroom cuts that I'm into.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you bring a really interesting point, which is, does it define your taste or does it... Because I'm thinking about the first couple I had are nothing like women that I like now.
Yeah.
The earliest one I can think of, and this is not a joke, is She-Ra.
Okay.
Yes, she was animated. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, as like a, maybe it was like two or three. She was just pretty. Mm-hmm. She was a lady. Mm-hmm. And I had a crush on her.
Okay.
She-Ra. Now, I don't.
I gotta look at my crush list.
Nowadays.
It's my current crush list.
I tend to not. I mean, I love all human beings, but I tend to not, like, blondes aren't my type.
Okay.
And certainly not, like, Amazonian buxom blondes. Sure. But you would think, with She-Ra being my first crush, that that would be who I go for. But for the most part, I go for, like cute, sweet brunettes, which is, I get into more later on in my life. Do you have any idea of who your first earliest was?
I'm trying to think of, like, my very, very first, the earliest crush. Because I had crushes on, like, real live people. I was,
oh, yeah,
like,
I had a crush on a girl in my kindergarten class.
I was pre-K. I had a pre-K. This is, like, an insane story. So, his name was Todd. He had a rat tail.
In pre-K? In
pre-K. Okay.
You're glowing.
So, this guy fucks. You know it.
He was a fuck machine.
So he had, I can't even talk about him. I'm giggling. Okay.
I'm looking at him on Facebook right now.
Todd, where are you? He's selling blood in Florida. Let's go. His own blood. It's fine. He lives behind a gator zoo. It's not a backstory I made up. This is real. I've looked him up. Okay. So I'm Todd, glad. So I had, like, I don't remember earlier than Todd. Todd is, like,
okay,
the beginning for me. Because I was in pre-K. I started kindergarten at 4. So I started kindergarten kind of early to begin with. Because you're usually, like, pre-K 3 and pre-K 4 now, they have. So I was in pre-K at 3. So that's, like, that's as young as I get.
I didn't, you know, I'm so old that, like, I didn't do pre-K. I just went straight into kindergarten.
Okay. It was.
Which I think was a choice at the time.
It was a choice at the time.
Now I don't think that choice is available to you.
No. And they didn't have pre-K 3 and pre-K 4. I just know this now as, like, a mom and, like, looking into the next couple of years, like, what I have to deal with.
Well, now it's like college, right? Isn't
it's
like.
It's exactly like college. You and if you don't get into a good pre-K 3,
your kid's going to be crackhead.
Your kid in a dumpster because, like,
your kids, it's,
their life is
criminal.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
So I was super little, and there was Todd and the rat tail, and that was.
And you were like, oh my God.
That was
and
it.
Honestly, every guy you've ever dated has had a rat tail since
every
then.
Single one.
Yeah.
Every single one. Bill had a rat tail at one point when he was a kid. He also had a mushroom cut. I was like, Bill, you are the haircut that I've always wanted.
Dreams.
I'm like, you are the haircut of my dreams.
My brother Anthony had a mushroom cut, like, whoa. Like, you would not believe.
You know, you could set your watch to some of those.
Oh.
They're real
Anthony's
sharp.
Was like, it was like Lloyd Christmas level.
Oh my God. I would say my first crush that I can remember was JTT.
Did he have a bowl cut? No.
He had a mushroom-ish. It was like mushroom adjacent. It was like a waterfall, kind of.
Because I remember the littlest kid did.
That's,
he had like
that's
a
JTT. Oh no.
JTT's the middle.
He's the middle one, right? Let's see. JTT mushroom cut. Jonathan Taylor Thomas for you, laymen at home.
If you don't know, just turn this podcast off because I don't want you as a listener. I'm just kidding. Please don't. Please listen.
Please don't leave. Did we have a mushroom cut? No, he didn't have a mushroom. It's like similar to a mushroom cut.
It was a part in the middle.
Yeah.
That's the mushroom cut's close cousin.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Yeah.
So, of course, the voice of Simba. He was on Home Improvement. Man of the House.
He was a heartthrob.
With Chevy Chase and Farrah Fawcett. I saw that in theaters. I dragged my mom. Made her take me.
Absolutely. So, how young do you think you were?
I was pretty young. Let's see. I mean, I was full blown by the time Lion King came out. So
full blown into
that?
Him.
Full blown into him. So what is that? 94. So 7. I was 7 years old.
7. That's cute. Did you have posters of him?
I did. I had posters.
No. I've never, like, what is he doing on the posters? Is he like got
he's
his
like that picture I just showed you?
Yeah.
Like that. It's just like.
And you were like, I love it. So you watched Home Improvement?
I didn't. But
that's crazy.
I know. I just, you know,
that's,
what? Honestly,
that's a weekly even, dose of him.
You know what's funny? Even then, as like a thirsty child,
thirsty child. This episode's gonna get us on a list.
I didn't definitely. I didn't like him enough to watch the show because I didn't like the show.
I watched it because
I'm proud of myself. I wasn't proud of you too. I wasn't going to watch something.
Honestly, though, Tim Allen's not for me.
No, thanks.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I remember every girl loving him. He was
JTT.
Mm-hmm. He was the breakout of the three kids.
Oh yeah, definitely. But absolutely. He's also the kid who's like disappeared now. He's gone.
Yeah, but I think he wanted to. I think he was like, I'm done.
He was in that one movie where it was like Home for Christmas or something.
Huh.
Like he had to be returned home. He was not cute anymore. He was like, had a very small window of cuteness.
Oh, so you don't think he's attractive now?
No. He looks like a weird face. Like, it's just his face didn't grow. It's like his teeth just grew or something. I don't know.
That's weird. He's just weird. He looks like a rabbit.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of. I'm very much in that vein. It's like the blonde mushroom boys. So it's like Devin Sawa, Nick Carter, Leonardo.
Oh, he was a big still, one.
You know what? He's a forever one.
You still with him?
I still ride for Leo, for sure.
You down with the Pussy Posse?
I'm down.
Yeah. You'd hang out with the Pussy Posse.
I'd hang out with them, for sure. I feel like we have a lot in common.
All right, here's one that was... At the time, I would have called it a crush.
Okay.
But looking back now, it was really much more lust. It was my sexual awakening.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer in Batman Returns.
Oh, as the Catwoman. We've discussed this.
Now, again, you'd think I'd be more leather daddy because she's so, but like.
It's fetish wear what she's wearing.
Right, but I'm not, that's not my fetish. Like, but yet, I think maybe the first time I ever masturbated, I was thinking about her in the catsuit.
Oh my God.
Because it was so form. She was so hot.
So hot. So I've had this discussion with other women where.
Yeah.
I've been like, so that was when I was first like, I want to be her. I want to kiss her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've had this discussion where other people were like, oh my God, yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest thing. That Halloween, I was her for Halloween. I was in the costume and I was just like,
yeah,
living it up in the costume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just like this very bizarre feeling of like I'm in her skin, but at the same time I'm like,
you had a very Dahmer thing.
Big time.
Like, I want to skin you and wear you.
I want to skin you and wear you right up. So, and it was very much like this thing of I became the object of my desire, right? And at such a young age.
Wow.
Like, it was a mind-blowing experience for me. Like, there was a bus stop across the street.
Yeah.
And they had the poster in the bus stop. And yeah. I would look out the window, like, at the poster.
Wow.
Like, just, like, perched in the window staring at it.
And your parents are like, wow, she really loves Batman.
She loves Batman.
Batman's
her favorite. That scene when she, like, licks his face.
Yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom. Like, I just had an excuse. Wow. I had to leave. I was, like, squirming.
Wow. And that movie came out in, what, 93 or something?
You had to be a kid. It's insane to think about. I was six.
Yeah. Wow.
It's so insane to think about these things. Because at the time, like, it's all you know. It's, like, what you're feeling. And it's, like,
yeah.
Pure id. Right?
Right.
So.
Because now you would be like, ah, they're hot.
Yeah.
And then move on with your life.
And then you're like, I'm feeling something weird.
Yeah, as a kid, you're like, whoa.
Go away.
Whoa, what is happening inside of me?
As fast as I can until I stop feeling this way.
Yeah. What is going on?
It's funny because I was a nanny for so long that, like, I would see these things kind of playing out with the children I watched.
Really?
And, like, I would see. So, okay. So, without mentioning names, because they're a minor and a child, and I don't want to, but I would see them run around the room, like, when two characters kissed, they'd get so excited, they'd run around the room in a circle.
It's cute.
And I'd be like, oh, and they'd be like, ah! they get, like, nuts, because it's like the characters are kissing, and it was, like, a totally chaste kiss, it's like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But... they would just get so, like, I understood the feeling.
Yeah,
I
was
like, I know that
feeling.
It's
like energy.
I definitely felt that feeling.
It's like that Sigmund Freud essay of the vicissitudes or whatever. Like there's electricity in your body and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. I'm going to run around in a circle.
As a child, you're like, I'm just going to run because that's what I know what to do. Or, like, jump up and down or, like, do something insane because I don't know what to do with this.
That's so funny. It's
like animus. It's like pure spirit. Yeah. Like, what's happening to it's my like, body?
Does Michelle Pfeiffer know how formative she was to all of these people? To so many people.
It's wild. That's a wild one. That was because you figure you're going to let your kid watch this, right? And right. She's pure sex.
Yeah, she is.
And we were too young to handle it. Yeah. We didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. And it,
they're showing us the sexiest, like, to this day, I'm like, that's incredibly sexy.
Yeah.
As an adult, even with my, like, adult standards of sexiness, I'm still like, that's crazy sexy.
She might be the best Catwoman.
I believe she is. I do.
At least in the movies. Because Eartha Kitt's like pretty amazing.
I like Anne Hathaway's portrayal, but I don't think she holds a candle to Michelle Pfeiffer.
I think the thing about Anne Hathaway's is I think she's, they try to endear her too much, which I think cuts off some of her edge. Like, to me, Catwoman is, she's not a, you know, like,
she's, I don't know, the Anne best Hathaway's of the villains, too much of a but she's the worst of the heroes.
Right. Anne Hathaway's is a little too vulnerable. Whereas I think Catwoman, like, you have to be afraid she's going to, like, stab you in the back.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer seemed unstable. She seemed unstable in the role. Yeah, like, you didn't know what she was going to do next. Like, you felt the pull that she wanted to be good, but you knew it wasn't going to work
out. And she was like a feminist icon because her boss tries to kill her. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, how she's born. And then she goes back to work and just fucks
And he's,
with
like,
him.
Scared shitless of
her. Yeah. That's such a good movie. That's a good one. Wow.
Such a good one. Oh, my God. I need to run around the room.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Real quick.
It could also be the Oreos. I had a big crush on Christy Swanson from the Buffy movie.
Okay.
Again, another blonde.
Yeah.
She was a cheerleader in that. She was very, I don't know. She was just pretty. You know, it's funny. When you're a kid, I think it doesn't take much because it's like everything's new to you. Like, this is an attractive person that I'm noticing for the first time and I'm feeling things.
Right.
So you're like, and what's funny is when you're a kid and you have a crush, like, the most you can think about is like kissing them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, I would smooch her up.
I would
up
kiss them.
I would be her husband and kiss her every day. We would hold hands. It would be
we'd run around
crazy.
The room together.
We would run around the room together. Who else you got?
Binks from Hocus Pocus, but like person Binks, not cat Binks.
Is he mushroomed?
You know what?
He's kind of moppy.
He's got a mop top. I do love a blonde with a mop top.
Okay. Yeah. Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
When he's a boy.
Yeah, for sure. Because
This is
so bad.
Oh boy.
I love idea.
This is an episode where we're learning a lot about us.
Yeah, big time. So I love the idea that, like, at the end, he's a handsome boy.
Yeah.
And this whole time, you're like, this is just a sassy cat, and he's going to be my pet, and he's going to be my best friend. And then he turns into a handsome man.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like Danny to Thor Birch's character. Yeah. And, like, he's like, don't cry. And, like, puts his hand on her face. And
he's the ultimate partner that you want.
It's like, that's the dream. That's 1700s ghost. That's
didn't
what
he
I
also
want.
Like? Isn't he selfless? Didn't he like do it for his sister?
He did it for his sister. He went after his sister. Perfect, like, he was man. A little too into his sister.
Well, I'll change that.
Yeah. So don't worry. That's like the only woman he knew, probably. His sister.
It was a village.
Yeah, he was super cute. He's on NCIS.
Okay, is he still cute?
He's less cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one always reminds me of another one. How did you feel about Casper as a living boy?
The Seven Zawa. You know I was into it.
I like ghosts.
I like a ghost. You know I do.
When a ghost turns out to be a cute boy, I'm like,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, you know I love a ghost. So that's another, that's like a weird one, right? So Devin Sawa at the time was in Now and Then.
Mm-hmm.
And you
I
saw,
don't, by the way, I've never heard this name before right now.
Devin Sawa. S-A-W-A.
Okay.
Sawa. It's Devin Sawa. And he was very much like being set up as a teen heartthrob. And then he did this thing with Casper. I mean.
Oh my goodness.
He says, like, the whole time he's like, can I keep you, to Christina Ricci's character?
Yeah.
And then she doesn't know who this handsome man is.
It's, and they're so like similar dancing. To Pink.
Yeah, very much so.
You really wanted.
I really wanted a fucking blonde, mushroom cut, or mop top young man who had died to come.
Right, right. And was living in a different way. It's important that they've been
dead for at least 100 years.
And then, like, surprise. I'm also a cute boy.
I'm also a very handsome boy. And we'll dance and float away. And then he says, can I keep you? And that's how she knows it's Casper. Because she doesn't know who this magical man is. And you're like,
you can keep me.
I'm like, you keep me on wherever you want.
I had a crush on Dan Aykroyd as a Ghostbuster in that movie.
Oh my God. Who are you going to call? Someone else.
Yeah, which as a Ghostbusters fan, I found that scene bullshit. I was like, you've beat Gozer the Gazarian, and you're afraid of
these three guys. These seem fun, honestly.
These asshole ghosts that are named after physical attributes.
Like Billy Gardell. Oh my God.
All right, from 90210, season one, Shannon Doherty.
Oh. See, like, the mean.
She wasn't that mean in season one.
Okay.
She was sort of like, because in season one, which is the only one I remember, like, her and her brother.
You mean like Andrea and her elderly face?
Her elderly? She wasn't that old. Everyone talks about it like she's so old.
She looks like their mom. Like, I thought she was the guidance counselor.
Remember the Family Guy bit where it's her and she's like, when I was a kid, this was all orange groves, as far as the eye could see.
Oh, Andrea. God. She's the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
I know. Good for her. She's fucking done
God
shit.
God bless.
No, in season one, remember the idea was like Shannon Doherty and her brother, they were twins and they were from like not from California. So they were like rubes. And then they moved to California and they're like, whoa, what's this radical new world?
Right.
So there's a lot of like wide-eyed what going on from them.
Okay.
And I just, this is my beginning. This is the beginning of my love with girl next door brunettes.
Okay.
Sensible brunettes. Like cute, but like obtainable.
Mm.
Which is such a weird mental attribute. Like having a crush on somebody that you feel like you could maybe have in real life.
Okay.
Like if it's a crush, why not crush on anybody? But still, like.
Mm.
I have more of a crush on a person. I'm like, I bet if I knew them.
I'd fuck them. I could get them.
I could charm them.
Yeah.
I could, like, this could happen.
Mm.
Even when I look at pornography, like, I know guys that are like, oh, like, they love, like, porn stars and, like, really, and I'm not body shaming anybody, but, like, you know, like, the really, like, perfect kind of, like, fit stars. And it's like, I like more amateur stuff. Like, I like porn. But also because I feel like that stuff is less exploitative. But, like, I like real-looking people.
Hmm. Well, on one of the more recent episodes of My Favorite Murder, they were talking about the porn star Marilyn Chambers and how she did extremely well because at the time, everyone was, like, super blonde. Like,
yeah.
It was becoming a real trend in porn to, like, have, like, really big boobs and blonde hair. And everyone kind of looked like a Barbie doll. And then she came out and she just looked like a girl.
Yeah.
From Palo Alto, who was like the next store. And then everyone was like, oh my God. And like, it was more like lascivious that like the girl next door was doing this porn, you know? Like the idea that like someone you know would be doing this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Shannon Doherty seemed like she could be the girl next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm like 9 and she's like 17 or whatever. But it's funny. I used to fantasize about her. But it was really her character in the show.
Okay.
I think I had a crush on her character in the show, not her. Whereas now, if I attracted somebody in a movie, I'm like, well, let me look them up on an interview. Just to fuel my fantasies. Just to get an idea of who they really are. From my sick inner fantasies.
Oh, my God.
But I think, you know, it's funny. It is something embarrassing about it when you talk about it. But it's got to be something that's normal. Right?
What, like having
crushes on? Yeah, like,
of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Any surprising outliers on yours?
There's no surprising outliers of like crushes from childhood. Because like, they're pretty vanilla. They're like run of the mill.
Right, right.
Like Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez from The Sandlot.
Oh, well, come on.
I mean.
Come handsome. On.
That's like my rare brunette that makes it in.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't even have a mushroom cut. No, he didn't. He didn't need one.
He was
a decent kid, right? Like, he treated others with respect.
Right, he was the good guy. He was just a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Babe Ruth comes to him ball. Even though he's not the protagonist.
No. Yeah, I know. I know. That was the best. It's like, let's go visit the side character. Yeah.
I'm going to go inspire the side character to help the protagonist. Why not?
I love that the kid wasn't even the main character of his own movie, right?
No.
He's not the hero of his own movie.
But did you have a crush on that kid? Because that kid's blonde.
That kid seems like he'd fit the profile, right?
But
no. Benny. It was all Benny. It was all Benny the Jet.
Yeah.
You gotta.
He's the fucking best.
One of my favorite ones, though, this is really funny, is, do you remember the character Christian from Clueless?
Yes.
Okay. But wrong tree.
Yeah.
But when I was watching the series Pen 15,
yeah,
and they're kissing the screen.
Yeah.
My friend and I used to do that with Christian from Clueless. We take turns kissing the screen whenever he'd show up.
But did you get that he was gay?
I don't think so.
So you didn't get...
I don't...
Much like Cher, you didn't get it.
I didn't
get it. But she eventually gets it.
She eventually gets it. Yeah.
You did not get it.
No.
But no Paul Rudd?
No Paul Rudd.
Okay.
I thought he was old.
Well, luckily, now you're older than him.
Now I'm older than him. Yeah.
He has stayed that age.
I'm the Matthew McConaughey in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've just gotten older. And
Paul Rudd
stays
the same age. That's what I love about Paul Rudd. I just keep getting older. He stays the same age.
I love it. Oh, my God. Now, if you were to ask me crushes now, I think he might make the list.
Rudd?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, going back to when you were a kid, do you think it was all physical or it's like also like their character?
Ooh. I could say maybe, I would say both, because obviously I have a type when it's ghosts.
I like ghosts.
I like guys who are ghosts, and yeah. Like if they're from a century or two before I was alive.
It's why you have this huge crush on Bill Cosby still.
Oh my God.
He's your ghost daddy.
No. He had a beautiful mushroom cut in that movie.
Ghost is Addy.
Oh my God. I'm honestly, though, looking back, I'm like, not a lot of racial diversity.
And your crushes?
No.
My first crush of color would be Gina from Martin.
Okay.
What was her name? Something Campbell, right? Fuck, what's her name? I'll look it up.
I think my first crush of color was probably Will Smith.
But you're Latinx, right? So, what's his name? Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez. He was your first.
He was my first Latino.
Latino.
Gentleman.
Gentleman. You went for the white boys.
Yeah. Oh, very white. I mean, I married a very white boy. Like, blonde hair, blue eyes.
A very white boy.
I sure did.
And you call him that.
I do.
What was I looking up again?
Gina from Martin.
Oh, yeah. I almost typed in ghost dad.
Ghost young boys. So awful.
Tisha Campbell.
Oh, okay.
I found she was, I guess, the first diversity in my... Unless you count She-Ra, she is animated. That's
true.
Some diversity.
That is true.
Yeah, and she is a Aetherian, so...
Right, so she's from another planet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would say mine was probably Will Smith. I liked him in Independence Day and Men in Black.
Not Fresh Prince?
No, not... I kind of got into Fresh Prince after I saw the movies, because then it would be on the WB after Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
And I'd watch it.
Now, do you still think he's attractive?
As an older guy?
Because he looks kind of the same.
He looks kind of the same. Like, I just like him as a movie star now.
Yeah. Interesting, like, what you like when you're young.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like if I met Michelle Pfeiffer now, I'd still be like, hey.
She's so beautiful.
I stand for you. She's in the trailer for Maleficent, the second Maleficent. I'm like, you still got it, babe.
She's got it.
You still
and she's,
got
what,
it.
Janet Van Dyne?
Yes. My dad didn't see the second Ant-Man movie. So when we watched Endgame at the funeral at the end, my dad's like, what the fuck is Michelle Pfeiffer doing there? I'm like, we didn't see the 18 other movies for this movie.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Should we do Shameless, or do you have a few?
Oh, shit. I've got a bunch. Oh, here's one that was really... Well, all right. Let me do this one first.
Oh, I have a good one. You do this one, and then I have one.
All right. I was really... I've got to look up her name. I really had a crush on Princess Daisy from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Her name was one. Samantha Mathis.
Samantha Mathis. She's beautiful.
Yeah, here's her with Yoshi. She's the one on the left.
Aww. Thank you.
She was, yeah, maybe I do like blondes. Maybe I've been just living my life wrong.
You've been living your life all backwards.
Yeah, she was so cute in the movie. But I think, you know, forget hair color. Cuteness is always something I like. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never been into sultry, strong-jawed women. I like a cute, innocent face.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But that one wasn't a long one. That was just like when that movie was out.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one you had?
Tommy, the Green Ranger.
Oh, shit.
Big time.
You know what? This wasn't even on my list. I don't know why I didn't think of this. I had a huge crush on the Pink Ranger.
Of course. Sure.
Kimberly.
She
was my everything and my anything.
Angel Grove's power couple.
Oh, my God. I liked her for years.
Amy Jo?
Yeah. Amy Jo Johnson.
Mm.
She's still beautiful looking.
I don't know what she's up to.
Last time I saw her, I think she directs TV shows.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she still does stuff.
That's nice.
She also, there's really interesting Power Rangers comics now. Mm-hmm. And then they did a spinoff of just the Pink Ranger in like Paris. And she wrote
Ranger in Paris.
Yeah, it's very cool.
What a dream.
She wrote.
That was another Halloween costume of mine.
Pink Ranger?
Yeah. Because I wanted to marry Tommy.
Absolutely.
Give him kisses in Angel Grove.
Give him kisses. I wanted to give her kisses. I had fantasies of like we'd be together and then her beep, 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 would go off and I'm like, babe, you got to go and save the world from the kaiju. I'll be here. I'll be here holding your purse. I loved her for years.
God, they were like Michelle and Barack. They're just really out were. There. They had it together,
all. They had it.
Doing it all.
What do you think of him now?
He's still involved in the Power Rangers.
This is the saddest story ever. He got booted from the screening, from the premiere of the last Power Rangers movie.
Why?
Because he like, it's kind of a bullshit reason. Like he took out his phone and like took a picture of the screen because he wanted to like Instagram, like I'm at the Power Rangers premiere. And then some security guard was like, sir, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'm
Tommy. I'm the Green Ranger. No, he's been involved with the series.
Yeah, he came
for
back.
Years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like occasionally. On TV, there'd be like the newest edition, yeah, yeah. And then you'd see him. And you're like, wait, what? He's still around?
Yeah, like he came back and like did shit. And he's still like a MMA martial artist. Guy. Yeah, like he's still like, he's in good shape.
Yeah.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Seems like a.
Him and Amy Jo both have cameos in the last movie.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Are they married?
What's her name?
Do they still live in Angel Grove?
Yep, they do.
Are they ghosts? Because that would fit in.
That would really put it over for you.
That'd be perfect.
The person we were just talking about in the last episode, she's in Charlie's Angels and she's in Aladdin. Naomi Scott.
Naomi Scott.
She's
in there.
The pink Power Ranger in the new movie. And she's very beautiful. And I felt like a crush on her when I saw it. And I was like, is this just because she's the new Pink Ranger? Is it just Pink Ranger residual? Mm. I have to always love the Pink Ranger. All right, who else you got?
I think that's it that I can think of.
Oh, I can think of. Probably the biggest for me for years was Neve Campbell.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Talk about your sensible brunette. I first saw her in Scream, and I became obsessed with that movie, too. And I became obsessed with movies. Honestly, Scream is like the cornerstone of my fucking identity. Because I saw Scream 5 times, and I was like, I love movies. And then I started being into movies and watching movies and got a degree in movies and stuff. And then, but I was in love with her. She had, and then I started watching Party of Five because she was on that. She did this spread for this, like, maybe it was People Magazine or Us Weekly. It was like it was whatever. But I'll never forget this image because it was so important to me. It was like a day at home with Neve Campbell, and like it's her hanging out, and like there's a image of her. Let's see if I can find it. It's her like hanging out in her house, and she's got like a t-shirt and jeans, but the button of her jean is undone, and you can see just a little bit of underwear.
Okay.
And oh my God, Janine,
have you not yet recovered from that picture?
It floored me. I was just like, wow, underwear. Wild.
Who knew?
I was like, her pants are open. Is this how ladies just hang out?
It is. If they've eaten a lot, they pop the top of that jean off. You know that. Was it Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And I think her underwear was pink. I could be imagining that. I'm googling Nev Campbell underwear. See what happens.
That's not gonna help.
I see a lot comes up. She was in her underwear a lot. She's still a beautiful person. No, these are much more scandalous.
Much more salacious.
Yeah, like it was the chasteness of it. Just a tiniest little touch of underwear. The littlest peak. And this was pre Wild Things, where she fucking gets down and dirty. Although I don't think she gets nude in that.
In Wild Things?
No.
Oh, is it just Denise Richards?
Yeah.
I've never seen Wild Things.
It's not good.
I mean, I didn't think it was.
I actually had a thing for a lot of the Party of Five. What's her name also?
What, Lacey Chabert?
Yeah. Well, she was like my age, but there was the other one.
Who else is there?
From I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, yeah. She had, talk about pictures that had an effect on me. She did a photo shoot where like she kissed the beak of a toucan.
Okay.
And it's very, very suggestive.
I'm sorry. That's the picture I need to see. How is that suggestive?
Her kissing a toucan?
Yeah.
Beak? All right, let me find it. This is before she was a ghost whisperer, which I'm sure you liked because there's so many ghosts in that show.
Oh my God. I can't even watch that show.
I slip off the chair.
Okay, I just googled Jennifer Love Hewitt toucan. I can't find anything.
I might be misidentifying the bird, by the way.
What? Jennifer Love Hewitt kisses a bird. This is the worst. It's like a fever dream.
I got it immediately.
All right, let me see the raw sexuality of this photo.
All right, and this is please. I'm gonna be frank with you right now. I jerked off to this picture.
I'm so happy you told me that.
Every day.
Every day. What? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
I think that's a crow.
I don't care. But you see how it's suggestive, right? It looks like she's flating the beak of...
I don't know about that. I think it just looks like she's kissing a bird.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Listen, man. You do you. I'm not here to kink shame anybody's interest in bird beaks.
Okay. See, that's another, like with Nev Campbell, mm-hmm. like the picture of her with the underwear, which I'm still looking for.
Yeah.
Like I literally had that magazine like on my wall. Mm-hmm. Like I looked at it every day. It was like above my bed. It was like a crucifix.
Yeah.
Did you have, I know you had a JTT poster, but did you have like totems like that?
Oh,
like,
for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So my walls were covered. So they were covered in like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and JTT and Leo, like big time.
Yeah.
And this is kind of funny. So the inside of my closet door, I had a really big poster that I pulled out. It was like the centerfold of like one of those Tiger Beat magazines. Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio. And it's honestly, it was like a bad picture of him.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, they would just take like paparazzi photos if you didn't do like a photo shoot for them, which yeah. Leo never did. Mm-hmm. So they were always like on the fly paparazzi shots of him.
Yeah.
And they would just blow them up and that would be like the magazine. So I had that on the door of the inside of my closet until I redid the room to make it Henry's nursery.
You should have kept it.
I was going to, because I was going to tell him that's your real father.
This is daddy.
And that's
amazing.
So that means I only got rid of it last year. It was still there. I didn't have the heart to take it down. And that picture has been kissed.
Whoa. Okay.
Do you ever see like if you have like a really greasy food and there's like a little window on the paper from the grease?
Yeah.
That's like what the mouth looked like.
Oh my God. That is disgusting. Well, I had Batman Returns sheets and comforters. So I would
stuck together.
I would rub myself on her, the little Catwoman figure in the thing.
Oh my God.
I did, you know, kids are so weird. You know what else I did that was very oddly sexual? I had a Jessica Rabbit, go back to cartoons. I had a Jessica Rabbit, like, like figure, and I used to put it in my tighty whities.
That couldn't have felt good.
I used to like, but I liked the proximity.
You just like that it's close.
She's close to my thing.
Sure. I mean, that was a crazy character.
Yeah, that character is. She's not like dirty. So she's just drawn that way.
Hypersexualized.
Yeah.
Just as a patty cake scene.
Oh like, my God.
Just insane.
What did she see in him?
Honestly, he made her laugh.
Power couple.
Yeah.
They were great. They were the toast of Toontown.
Oh, man.
Do you have a crush on him?
I don't. I do not have a crush on Roger Rabbit.
I have a crush on Charles Fleischer. You know, something about the big white guy fro I really love. God, those are the big ones. I mean, there were so many. Like, you know, I'd see a movie or a TV show and I'd be like, all right, that I'm in love with this character. I'm in love with this person now until the next person I'm in love with.
Do you remember the Homestar Runner website?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you remember the Teen Girl Squad?
Yeah.
It's I have a crush on every boy. That was me. All the boys. Yeah. So essentially I agree. It's like the same thing. It's like I had my standbys, but then it was just like if I saw a cute boy in a movie.
I think it's highly
I remember Jungle to Jungle. Do you remember that movie with Tim Allen?
Yes.
I like that kid.
Oh,
that jungle baby.
Yeah. That kid.
And he's somebody.
He still does stuff.
I think he was like in Detroit Rock City. He was in like other movies when he got older.
Yeah, he does stuff still. I've got to stop looking for Nev Campbell's underwear
picture. It's going to haunt you. I'm going to get a text from you like at 3 o'clock.
Oh, when I find it, you are going to get it. I'm going to immediately send it to you because you need to experience.
I was like, what is this?
This barely sexual image that was just rocked to the foundation of my
ad, right?
No, that was another good one though. Boy, those Got Milk ads. Am I right?
Oh, I mean David Boreanaz as Angel, but I was older for that. Like I was a preteen at that point. So then I'm
Sarah Michelle Gellar too was really pretty.
Oh for sure. I was never into blonde women though.
No,
brunette women, blonde men.
So other than Michelle Pfeiffer, like were there any other female crushes that you remember like standing out to you?
I remember like, well, I guess it's just Batman related, but I remember from the animated series, I liked the Harley Quinn, like the original Harley Quinn. Like I liked the costume.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
Yes. Yes. You should do a good impression of her. Can you still do it?
Oh God. What is that? I had like the one line that I could do.
Mr.
Like,
J.
Oh. You're always joking, right, Mr. J?
Not bad.
That's right. It is.
Not bad.
It's been a while.
I invited her on this podcast. And
Arlene Sorkin?
No, not her. The second one.
Margot Robbie?
No. You skipped five. Okay. No. What's her name?
Melissa Joan Hart plays her at one point.
That's wild.
Yeah.
No, what the
fuck? But like not for a full movie. It's like she's got two lines. Oh no, I'm kidding. She doesn't. She plays her nieces or her granddaughters in Return of the Joker.
Okay. Wait, give me one second. Who the fuck am I talking about? Tara Strong is who I'm talking about.
Oh.
She was her for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
She did not get back to me. Jungle to Jungle. I'm looking that up.
It's like I feel like his name is Eric or something.
That's another Tim Allen joint.
He's the real crush. He's the crush.
Just
I've
admit
had.
It.
Oh, Tim Allen. Love that Santa Claus. I do love the Santa Claus, but I don't have a crush on him.
Fuck. His name is Sam.
Oh, Sam. Okay.
Sam Huntington.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That sounds very familiar.
Detroit Rock City. He was Jimmy Olsen in Superman Returns.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Not another teen movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was in the video game Days Gone. iZombie. He's around. He works.
He works. Good
he
for
works.
Him.
Thanks. A recent one for me would be Kristen Ritter from Jessica Jones.
Okay.
She was at BookCon doing a panel about her book, which I got and did not read. But I just went to be in the same room as her.
Okay.
And she's stunning.
Yeah.
She's a stunning lady.
I don't know. Oh, you know, I guess because I'm on a Stranger Things kick, I love Hopper. I love David Harbour.
You like that?
I love
Talk
that.
About a daddy.
Man, I'm into dads now. Like dad bod. Big time. I guess it's because I'm a mom.
You're like a dad bod.
I like a dad.
No, he's good. Did you see the trailer for his like new like fake documentary?
It looks amazing. It was awesome. So good. He's insane. Awesome. Have you seen his like Funny or Die stuff where he's like auditioning to be L?
No.
In Stranger Things, and he's like smoking cigarettes and he's dressed up as her. He looks ridiculous. He's a wild man.
He's great. He's great.
He strikes me as someone who's really crazy.
Okay.
I love the scene in Revolutionary Road where he fucks Kate Winslet.
I never saw that movie.
Okay, sorry. That was a spoiler.
So I didn't know he did anything before Stranger Things.
He's in the movie. Okay, so this is Leo. This is my OG crush, right?
Yeah.
And Kate. So Titanic was like a... I mean, I was big already in.
Yeah, yeah.
But... like, I liked him. Well, I didn't really see Romeo and Juliet because I wasn't allowed, but he was in my Tiger wasn't allowed. Beat. He was in my Tiger Beat magazine.
So why weren't you allowed? That's a classic.
Because I wasn't allowed to watch Shakespeare. I'm still not.
Your mom was like, I will not have the bard in this house.
I won't. We like Christopher Marlowe only, and that's that.
Yeah. Maybe some John derivative. Dunn, but that's it.
Yeah. So, but he was in my magazine, so I knew.
He was in my magazines.
This reminds me of Kathy Geis. He was in my magazine, so I knew who he was. And then Titanic was like, oh, big deal. So then, so Revolutionary Road comes out like a few years ago. And yeah. The neighbors are played by Catherine Hahn and David Harbour.
Okay.
And they like go out for a night on the town. And there's trouble in paradise already between like Leo and Kate. They're like, there was trouble in paradise. And then... they hatch this scheme to like start a new life together, and then it's like fires up this like spark in their relationship where it was like a very sexless like 50s relationship, and now they're like they're interested in each other for the first time in years, and which is like really cool, and they're like having sex and they're like really into each other. But now he seems to be having cold feet about their plan, and so Kate Winslet's like really pissed at Leo, and she doesn't want to like she's not interested. So they all go out as like a couple, and for whatever reason, Catherine Hahn gets sick. And David Harbour's car is blocked in. So Leo's like, I'll take her home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dave, you'll just come home when the whoever moves their car. And Kate Winslet's like, I'm going to stay out. So he's like, okay. So they end up staying out drinking. They dance together. She's like sexy dancing with him. And then they like go back to his car and fuck. And he's like, I've been wanting to fuck you since you moved in next door.
Wow.
And it's like super, it's like not supposed That's to be hot. Super hot, but it's hot because he's like, oh, I've been wanting to do this for a while.
It's hot when it's like, it's so there.
Not interested at all.
Really?
She's just like, what? I just wanted to get laid tonight.
It's always hot when you, I dated somebody. Who every time we were on and off, and when we were on, the sex wasn't good. But when we were off, and we shouldn't be, it was so good.
Yeah,
it was so good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, I think it's time for this. Put this one to bed. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a sexy episode.
It sure has.
This is. I'm hot under the collar.
I'm gonna go run around the room a couple times.
I'm gonna go home and watch Casper.
Find that Neve Campbell picture.
Oh my god, I'm honestly going to find it.
And sit on your hand for a little bit.
Janine Gagliardi, thanks for coming and admitting a lot about yourself.
You got it. It's fine. What do I care?
Thank you. I'm Mike Bongiorno. This has been Pop Culture Man Children PCMC. Look us up on the Instagram and use the hashtag PCMC Pod. That's spelled PCMC. Pod.
Not pot.
Not pot. Pod. Like a podcast. And you can... and also, I'm on Instagram. The show is on Instagram. Pop Culture Man Children. One word. Janine, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you. I know you wanted that.
I really did. It's all I live for. And go...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.